Besides Ed, of course, we did hear from Matt Aleva's class in Hill City, and let's hear what they had to say.
Hello, this is Kyle.
And Madeline.
With the phenology report from Hill City School Phenology Trail located in Hill City School Forest during the week of September 7th through September 11th, 2020.
In the Hill City School area, we observed an orange butterfly was observed, but we are not sure what species. Minnows in Morrison Brook.
A lot of trees are changing color, and geese are migrating.
Miss Meyer had 25 snapping turtle babies hatch in her yard. Jackson also had baby snapping turtles.
We are seeing increased squirrel activity, and Tyra saw a bear eating apples in her yard.
Ray Ray and Diana observed bear scat in their yards. Sage has a groundhog in her yard she named Tammy. Grimsboro observed coyote pups on his farm.
It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Kyle, Madeline, thank you. Welcome back to the airwaves. Hope to hear your voices again. And I remember Ray Ray from past years. What a name. Not sure if it's a stutter or if Ray's got two first names. At any rate, nice to hear from you guys. The orange butterfly, lots of possibilities. Painted lady, Compton's tortoiseshell, comma. Could be the last of the monarchs. Lots of possibilities with orange butterflies. And I have seen and heard geese flying south. I haven't been lucky enough to run across 25 snapping turtle babies, but that's pretty cool. This is the time of year when the little turtles emerge from their shells and out of their nests and start venturing around in the big world. And that is true of snappers and painted turtles, although some of the painted turtles may stay in their little cavities through the winter. So if you see one in the springtime, it's not a new one from next year. It's an old one from this year. Bears, coyotes, and lots of squirrel activity. Lots of things going on in Hill City. Welcome back, Hill City. Glad to have you back on board.